to hammer down. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Hi, baby, Tone.
Him. He is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day. Good day, Tom.
Good day to you.
Good day.
In the back is Nick Maraldo.
How we doing?
He'll talk hockey.
Hell yeah.
And next to him, the man who had a hell of a night. I believe he went undefeated in his basketball picks.
Hell yeah.
I believe he hit a same game parlay in Wild Card Monday Night Football. And collectively as a group, we hit the first ever Hype Boy Hype Boy parlay.
Yep.
Hell yeah. LeBron, thank you, Tony.
Odell. And the Pens.
Sydney.
It's always Sid. Pretty good night, first night back for you, kid.
Hey, thank you, Tony.
Gumpy also hit the college basketball boost.
Yeah, Delaware tried to throw it away, but
the Blue Hens tried to throw it away.
Yeah, they were up like 15, and then they ended up winning in overtime. Indiana was, they did not cover. Indiana won by 7.
As you said, that possibly was a thing that could happen.
Yep.
Ralsei, how was the night on the ice?
2-1 on the ice. Pretty good. The Blackhawks absolutely blew it, losing in overtime to Seattle.
Are we surprised?
No, not really.
I didn't think so.
Should have thought more about that, losing 9
fucking
in a row.
Chicago. They've lost 9 in a row.
Kraken?
Yeah.
Oh, the crack.
Kraken, yeah.
I'm off the crack.
That's good. It's good to have you back.
And the three of us were on the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was
a mistake.
That was a mistake.
I'm worried about
the fuck happened there.
I'm worried about them Rams Bucks now.
In which way?
If it gets to 2.5, I want to take the Bucks.
Yeah. What's going on here? Oh, Bill, we're doing a show, and you got to come in and get an ice cold Celsius. Why? This is unbelievable. You believe this?
What are you gonna do?
Can you fucking believe this?
Yeah, I worry about that game now. If it was like 4, I'd like the Rams, but 3 feels like, I don't know.
When you look at the matchup, Rams are 26th in yards per rush, but I feel like that number's skewed because they didn't even try to run the ball until later in the season.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's number 16 defensive yards per rush. Also, I think that number's skewed. I think they're better than that, obviously, because they've had so many guys out. And when you're that good, rushing defense is a lot of try.
Yeah.
And they shut down the Eagles. Rams are number 3 passing. Tampa Bay's pass defense, I don't get this one, is number 2 in yards per pass.
That is wild.
On the other side, Tampa Bay's 19 in yards per rush. The Rams are number 5 defending the rush. Tampa Bay's number 7 in yards per pass. Rams are number 12 against it. Obviously, the trends for both teams are really good. The only bad trend that I could find literally in all of wildcard weekend pretty much was for the Rams, though, and it was that they are 2-5 ATS versus teams with a winning record.
Oh, really?
Which means they were probably 1-5 before last night since they won and covered.
If Wirfs and Jensen that's huge. Is massive. And this is the thing. They're going to play. They're going to start. But how, you know what I mean? How long are they going to last?
Yeah. There was one other bad start or bad stat, and that was the Titans are 0-4-1 ATS in their last 5 playoff games, which I look at. Bengals also had horrible playoff stats, but I didn't look at it because those playoff stats are not with Joe Burrow. It's not with the first time they've been in the playoffs in 5 years.
Yep.
The Titans 0-4-1 has all been under Vrabel. It's all been under Tannehill. So I looked at that one. Pay attention to that one. Also, though, Vrabel 8-0 when he has more time. More than 7 days to prepare for a team. ATS. Which pretty good.
Not bad.
Going through everything, I'm starting to lean towards the Titans.
Yeah.
If Bosa, how healthy are Bosa and Fred Warner? I'm kind of leaning. especially if it gets to six. I think I'm leaning Niners.
Close to going to six. Now it's made its way back.
Okay.
So it was almost they even.
Wouldn't let it get to six.
Now it's -110 San Fran.
I think I'd lean Rams, and I definitely like the Bills.
I think you're going to get the Bucs at 2.5. I think it's going to get there.
Now, these numbers could be, who knows if they're fucking right or not or whatever. Bets and money's on the Titans. Packers and Niners are split. Rams and Bucs are currently split with money coming in on the Rams. And then Chiefs are getting more of the tickets. Bills are getting more of the money. We already know where us two are going on that one, right?
What's that?
Chiefs and Bills.
Yeah. Yep.
What am I going to have to pay to get the alt spread to 3.5 for the Bills? I just hope they're fucking good games.
I think if you're betting the Bills, I would take
the money line.
I would take the Bills money line. I think if the Bills cover, they win. Right?
No. Well, okay. So in the last round, I want to say it's close to this. It's probably not perfect. 53-7 or something like that. Run going on in the wild card round. Team that wins covers.
Yeah.
Or that could be a playoff stat altogether. I can't remember where I saw it, but it was something around those lines. So, yeah, team that wins covers. So, yeah, if I think the Bills are going to win, I should probably just take the money line.
Yeah.
How are you feeling the Titans-Bengals?
I love Titans.
Yeah, I think we're going to be on the same page there.
I know Bengals are good. Joe Burrow's great, but, I mean, if Derrick Henry's healthy. Like, you look at what they were doing without Derrick Henry running the ball.
I know.
Like, it's not like Josh Jacobs looked good last week against the Bengals when they were fully healthy.
When you lose two defensive tackles for the Bengals, that's an issue.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably an issue.
And if Henry's healthy, they are just going to feed him.
Yeah.
And Julio Jones looked the best he's looked this year at the end of the year.
And
AJ Brown. Like.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning that way. Saturday night, I would hate to go against Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. 5.5 does feel like a lot.
I would hate to do that. And I hate going against Tom on Sunday, too.
See, that's the one I can't do. And I'm jaded with it because I took the Chiefs last year in the Super Bowl. So if I got to die with the Bucs, I think I'll die with the Bucs. I don't know. I know the Rams looked good last night, but if they can't run the ball, it's all on Stafford. I mean.
You're right.
Right?
Cam Akers being back is huge, though.
Massive. He was unbelievable last night. Like, Cup didn't even get the ball that much.
OBJ looked good, though, right, Mitt?
Very good.
Hell yeah.
How do you feel about the divisional round games?
I hate betting against Tom Brady. I like this Rams team, though. Like, I'm kind of scared. Not great. I don't feel great betting these games.
The hype boy in you.
See, I want to take the 49ers, but then it's like, am I really going to bet against Aaron Rodgers?
There's a lot of that this weekend.
Fuck.
Obviously.
I mean, you get to this point in the season, all these teams are good. They're here for a reason.
Yeah.
It's hard to go against anybody at this point.
It's hard not to.
If the Bucs still had Godwin and AB.
Oh, yeah.
This is much.
No brainer.
This is much different.
The spread would be six.
Like, I just picture in my head Jalen on Mike Evans. And then, yeah, Gronk could get loose, but. Especially if the safeties of the Rams, like, is Weddle going to cover Gronk?
Yeah. I mean, the Rams did walk them early in the season.
They did.
Like, that game wasn't close. Gronk did get hurt, but.
Man. The safeties for the Bucs too. They're going to struggle covering all the Rams' weapons, though. Like, they struggled. They struggled covering the Eagles' weapons, and they kind of stink, dude.
Yeah, their secondary is not great.
The Bucs?
Yeah.
Correct. But I don't think the Rams O-line is great either. Can the Bucs, like, if Vita Vey's sitting in Stafford's fucking face all day.
Yeah. We also can't forget Super Bowl champs, you know?
True.
They've done it before. There's a reason they're here now.
Maybe we need to get our old Italian friend on the show tomorrow.
Lombo?
See what Lombo's got to say about this. Because, you know, the more information is not going to be a bad thing for this week.
Definitely not.
I'm excited. I think it's been a great fucking weekend. I think.
All signs point to it, my friend.
I think.
All signs point to it.
Okay, so tonight we have college basketball.
Yes, sir.
We got NHL. Mitt, you got any NBA?
There are two games. I got two picks.
TNT Tuesdays?
No, they switched it to TNT Thursdays. I don't know why.
Thursday Night Football ended, so they switched to Thursdays.
Smart. I thought it used to be TNT Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Because Lefko had the Tuesday night, and then the normal crew was on the Thursday night.
And we used to have Monday night NBA, or Wednesday night NBA on ESPN, and then that just stopped out of nowhere, too.
Hockey got that.
Hockey's on TNT on Wednesdays.
It is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When's hockey on ESPN?
Tuesdays. Ooh. Sometimes.
Yeah, what is up with that? What's up with that?
It's a lot of ESPN Plus.
I don't like that.
They'll get some national games.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
So ESPN.
We got to wait for fucking D3 college football to finally be done so you guys will stop watching it.
I feel like we're sold out.
College football's done, dude.
They'll probably college basketball, no?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They do play way too many fucking college basketball games on that.
This guy.
Fucking nerve on you.
College basketball was decent last night.
6-4. Got burned. Cal Baptist, the end of that game. Seattle hit a like fadeaway three to tie it. Cal Baptist was +2. They ended up losing in overtime by, I think, 12 points.
12?
Yeah, I think they had one basket.
They died in overtime?
I mean, that's usually how it goes.
You think Cardinals are dead?
Like, in general?
Like, you ever going to be able to trust them? Or is it just McVay's got fucking Cliff's number?
No, because we should have thought about, like, they got spanked by the Seahawks at home last game of the year.
They did, didn't they?
They beat the Cowboys, but what were the Cowboys really?
They did, didn't they?
You know, like, we probably should have thought about that. I didn't think the Rams were going to look the way they looked last
night.
I really didn't.
No, and I thought the matchup was even, and I said, you know what? The Cardinals are really good on the road.
Yeah.
And the Rams haven't been great at home. So that's where I went. That was not how it went. I don't know what happened on the deep ball to start the game or whatever, where Kirk just kind of stopped. I mean, I get it. Rondale Moore was there too. Fucking playoffs, dude. Hit the dirt.
But like Will Orlovsky said it, like, run the fucking ball, dude.
Yeah. Like, I also forgot how bad the Cardinals' rush defense is.
Jeez.
Not great.
I mean, the Rams did look good, though. Credit to them.
Not fucking great
Credit
at
to
all.
Them. They played a good game.
Vaughn
Miller looked very good.
I was also looking. Remember how I said 54.5, maybe high for Bills and Chiefs.
It is not.
Heavy overtrends for this one.
And it went down. It was 55 yesterday, right?
Rams and Bucks is 48.5. Probably not going to touch that total. Niners and Packers, 47.5. I don't think I'm going to touch the total this weekend.
I am probably going to be on every single over.
Okay.
Tight boy divisional weekend.
I don't like taking overs when it's obviously ever.
Yeah.
But especially when it's the playoffs and things get tight. We'll see, though.
We got some low numbers out here, Tony.
Those aren't low numbers, dude.
For these offenses.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, an average is 44 or 45. They're all over that. You get two defensive teams, it's normally 41, 42.
Derrick Henry is running through people at practice.
He's ready.
Yeah. Feed me the Titans.
Why don't we just lock that in?
Feed me the Titans. Do you think it'll go with a three? No?
No, I do not. I don't think it's getting back down to three.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Now, it was three when we started talking about it in the week, but I don't think it's getting back down there.
What about a money line parlay, Packers, Titans? Because I do think the Packers win, but I do.
That's plus 112.
There we go.
I don't hate that.
Don't hate that at all. But I do kind of want to take the 5.5 with the Niners. I really do. Because Jimmy's bad. I mean, there's a lot of ifs here with this Niners team.
I'd like to know if Jimmy's healthy.
What about Warner?
I'd like to know.
Who says how long he's going to last?
I agree. In zero-degree temperatures. I mean, yeah. I almost have to take the Packers strictly because it's 0 degrees.
Yeah.
We'll see, though.
I mean, if it gets to six, it gets to six, you know?
Where are we starting tonight? We started on the hardwood in the college area. We started on the ice. We starting with Mitt on NBA. He went 4-0 in NBA yesterday.
Start with the kid.
Let's start with the kid. Not a huge NBA slate tonight. A lot of games yesterday. There are 2 3-by-2 booths. I'm just going to assume you're taking those.
Every single time.
What do you like in the NBA tonight?
In the NBA tonight, I like the New York Knicks at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're getting 3. I like them at +3 or money line at +130, whichever one you like better. And then the Golden State Warriors at home against the Detroit Pistons. They're -15.5. If you want to lay that, I wouldn't say no, but I'm going to go with the over here, 217.5. Hoping for some offense.
Hey, good luck.
Hey, thank you.
I got distracted because the 50% back, basically, from the same game parlay holiday.
Oh, that came in.
Just hit my account.
Yeah, mine too.
$100 back to fuck around with.
Hell yeah.
It needed it.
There you go. Thank you, fam.
God, I needed it. Put in a lot of fucking same game parlays this weekend. Tell you what. Not a lot of them hit. I am not good at same game parlays.
They're very difficult.
Once you start parlaying shit, I just.
I saw a stat that one of the books made 50% of their earnings off of parlays.
I thought it'd be more.
The books love when you put in parlays. Look who it is.
Carry on. I'm coming in for a pick, but I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're not interrupting anything. I mean,
what did he just do? He just did NBA?
Yes.
And you guys already did all your college picks?
Nope.
Okay, cool. I have a college pick. I don't have NBA today. I don't like that slate. I don't know if Mitt felt really confident in his, but...
No, it's tight.
Yeah, it's just 2 weird games.
Well, your Pistons are playing.
Yeah, I know. And that's 15.5, which is just outrageous. I'm not touching that.
Before you go.
Yeah.
You were what, 6-0?
So...
And then 6-0 on Friday, won the
Friday I lost
Western on Saturday.
Correct. So Friday I lost because Zach LaVine got hurt very early. I just checked the score and they're already down 20. I'm like, oh, fuck me. The streak has ended. But everyone's telling me asterisk.
Okay.
Because Zach LaVine got hurt. I got a couple tweets. I don't make the rules here.
We're
so
cool with asterisk right here.
But yeah, not a winner, but definitely bullshit. And then Saturday, the Michigan State play is my NBA picks, you know, just do a tiny bit of research, throw it out there.
Yeah.
The Michigan State first halves have been awesome. Like, I actually feel confident in those, and they've been hitting. Obviously, Michigan State doesn't play tonight, though, but that one hit, and then I actually tweeted after that to take Michigan State money line, just to, you know, get 2 quick ones there, but Michigan State ended up losing. That sucked. But anyway, last night, yesterday, I didn't come in for a pick. For what it's worth, I was going to take the Heat. And they did cover for what it's worth, but I didn't have time to get in here.
Yeah.
So today, though, I looked at the college slate. Wisconsin plays at Northwestern. Northwestern, massive win against Michigan State on Saturday. I'm looking for a letdown. I always like Wisconsin ball because they're tough, they're gritty, and they're fundamental. So I'll take them -2.5 today.
Okay, that's Evan Fox's pick for the night. Scoot. I just want to let you know that of my 7 college basketball picks tonight is Wisconsin over Northwestern.
Let's go.
I took the money line as well.
I thought about money line. I figured that's what you guys would do because they're smarter bettors, but I was just like, fuck it.
So the boys are on Wisconsin.
Let's go. Let's go.
They've been burning me all year now. Jump to the other side. We know how this goes. They've won 9 of 10. Like, come on.
Wisconsin's high. I mean, Northwestern's a good ball team too, but the trends in the matchup, it seems like the Sconnies for me.
I'm nervous because this is a classic. Yeah. Us show up tomorrow and go, oh, like Northwestern at home is sneaky. They always have been against good teams. But they did that Saturday. They got their sneaky win on Saturday against Michigan State. So I think that's why I would take Wisconsin
today. No, I like a little bit of a letdown spot here. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, so the boys are on Wisconsin.
Good. I'm glad you guys are on this. College
basketball. Thank you, Foxy.
Thank you, boys.
Wings still stink?
No.
Okay, just asking.
They won yesterday. They swept the Sabres.
I'm just asking, dude.
I mean, the Sabres stink. Very bad.
All right. Let's get college basketball done with him. You just heard we all have Wisconsin.
Yep.
Over in the Northwestern. How many you got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8
left?
Yeah.
All right, I got 6 left. Why don't you kick it off?
Davidson +2.5 at VCU.
Okay.
Davidson 12-3 against the spread, 5-0 against the spread away this year. And they are 10-2 ATS, their last 12 overall. So I'll take Davidson +2.5 at VCU.
We are starting in the MAC for me. I am taking OU versus Miami of Ohio. It's a – before you take this bet, I just want to tell you it is a very, very stinky, stinky line that it's -1. OU is 13-2 on the year, 9-1 in their last 10. Miami of Ohio is 8-7, 3-7 in their last 10, 2-7 ATS. Do I know why Ohio is only a 1-point favorite? I don't. But fuck it, I'm taking the Bobcats.
All right.
Go ahead.
Dayton Moneyline versus the Bonnies. Flyers 9-4 ATS last 13, 5-2 ATS their last 7. I like Dayton here at home.
I am also on the Dayton Flyers money line at home against the Bonnies. So we are on that one together. We are on Wisconsin together.
Go on.
I am on, we're staying in the MAC, on Eastern Michigan +3.5 against Kent State. Are you on? Are you on Kent?
No, I'm not touching that one. You stay in the MAC, my friend.
What do you think? You know I'm a MAC guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to Eastern Michigan +3.5 there. Kent is 2-6 ATS in their last 8 overall. They're 0-4 ATS their last 4 road games. Eastern Michigan 6-1 ATS in their last 7 home games. And 6-2 ATS in last 8 after a loss. So I'm going with Eastern Michigan as a home puppy.
Iona.
Oh, yeah. The Gales.
Moneyline at Monmouth.
Monmouth.
Math. Iona, very good as a favorite. Very good on the road. I like them moneyline here.
Okay. This is a weird one. Fordham just had a dude leave the program.
Program. At.
So I don't know if this is playing into the line. They are 8.5-point dogs at home against Richmond. Now, Richmond's a good program, too.
The Spiders?
Richmond's a good program, too. I don't know. I just thought that I get the dude left, but this is Bruce's alma mater, and they just barely beat Duquesne last week, so kind of fucking pissed about that. But, yeah, Fordham at home getting 8.5. I'm going to take it.
All right. This one is terrifying.
Okay.
Taking the Hurricanes, get 2.5
with North Carolina
at home against UNC. UNC covered 10 of their last 11 as a dog, 4 of their last 5 overall, and 9 of their last 12 as a home dog. UNC, they're just not, I don't know.
I hear.
Home puppy. Feels like a live pup.
I stayed away from that one. Yeah. I am going to the ACC, though. I don't love it.
Don't do what I think you're going to do.
I'm on the Blue Devils. -5 at Florida State. I don't.
That was a tough line.
That was a tough, tough line. Yeah. I don't. Florida State's been very up and down.
Yeah.
They've always played Duke well, though. I'm going Duke -5.
All right. Kansas Jayhawks, money line at Oklahoma. Jayhawks covered 5 of 7 as a road favorite. 5 of 7 road games. I like Kansas here.
And then my last one, fucking, we're going to be up late, dude. We got a night capper.
What do you got?
Fresno. Oof. Got Fresno -2.5 against Utah State. Utah State's 4-6 in their last 10. They got most of their wins before they went into conference. Fresno, 12-4, 7-3 in their last 10, 8-2 ATS. I like Fresno at home with a laying the 2.5 tonight.
There we go. Florida Gulf Coast.
FGCU.
Money line at Stetson.
Dunk City. Rack City. Dunk City. What was it called?
Rack City?
Dunktown. When they made the run in the tournament. Oh. Why can't I think of what their names were?
It was something with alley-oops.
No, something with dunks, dude. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, at Stetson. I don't think Stetson hangs around in this one. North Alabama +8 at Bellarmine.
Yeah, there you go.
Lions covered 3 of 5 as a road dog. And then I don't know why I fucking ride with this team. I continue to do it. Syracuse -3.5 at home against Clemson.
Oh, I saw it.
Clemson's covered 2 of 10 as a road dog, 4 of 14 road games, and 4 of 14 as a dog overall. Home team in this matchup covered 5 of 6. I'll lay the 3.5 with the orange.
FGCU was Lob City. Thank you, chat.
Lob City.
Lob City. Did you watch
the Clippers?
Clippers might have been Lob City too. Did you watch the Syracuse Florida State game this weekend?
Yeah. Heartbreak.
It was a heartbreak.
Yeah, that's what Syracuse has been doing to me, and I keep riding with them.
I respect that you said Bellarmine, though, not Bellarmine. Remember?
I was leaning the other way.
Remember?
I thought I was wrong the way I said it today.
You were, but we made the rules of the show that it's Bellarmine.
All right.
College basketball picks for me are Ohio moneyline, Eastern Michigan +3.5, Dayton moneyline, Fordham +8.5, Wisconsin moneyline, Duke -5, and Fresno State moneyline.
Davidson +2.5, Dayton moneyline, Iona moneyline, Miami +2.5, Kansas moneyline, Florida Gulf Coast moneyline, North Alabama +8, Syracuse -3.5, and Wisconsin moneyline.
Okay. It's time. It's time we head to the ice, Nick.
Hell yeah.
Are your lines up, Nick?
Yes.
What do you mean? You can't get any NHL lines up?
No.
Oh, before we move on real quick, did you see the college basketball boost?
Yeah, it's UNC's in there.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Can't do it.
You're on Miami.
Can't do it.
Who's UConn got? I don't know. We're not on the boost.
Nope.
We are not on the boost tonight. There are no NHL boosts.
There's a NHL Actually, there are, featured there parlay.
There is an NHL boost, and it's the Dallas Stars. Hashtag Texas hockey to win by 3+ goals.
That should be +500.
You don't believe in your Dallas Stars?
Winning by 3 goals at +160 feels like
it's incredibly tough.
Little light on the juice.
You don't want to go against Carey?
The Carey is not playing.
Carey's not playing hockey this year. He was coming back for
What's the actual line?
It looks like we're getting Otter in net for the Stars and possibly Samuel Montebleu for the Habs.
Yeah, I mean, the puck line -1.5 is -144.
Why am I locked out?
So, all right. I got one NHL pick tonight.
What's that?
You want me to fucking...
the Stars?
Nope.
Okay. Well, since we were talking about that game, not much to think about there. The Stars 60-minute money line is -210, so yeah. The Stars win regulation. I will take that. That's a sprinkle into a parlay.
There you go. Yeah, smart.
We're going to start in Philadelphia. The Flyers are back home tonight after playing the Islanders last night.
Yeah, buddy.
The Islanders won last night. Philly 2-6-2 now in their last 10.
Yeah, buddy.
Conversely, the Islanders 6-3-1 in their last 10. They just beat them last night. Varlamov versus Carter Hart is likely. I like the Islanders on the road again now at -134.
That is my one pick of the night. I am also on the Isles.
Now, Philly's going to have to win at some point. Maybe tonight's night, but we'll ride with the Islanders again tonight. They've been playing much better.
They have been playing much, much better than the Flyers, at least.
Yeah.
I am worried about the playing back-to-back nights, same team, weird thing. You know, they dominated last night. Maybe they come out a little fucking.
It is a concern, especially with the Flyers being plus money at home. But, you know, we'll ride with the hot hand.
Yeah, we're going with the Isles. We know that Barry will have the boys buzzing, and Flyers stink.
Flyers do stink. They are in quite a bit of disarray.
When was the last time they won a cup? 76?
75, I believe.
75?
Losers.
Islanders.
Speaking of another situation.
You're on it with us?
Another battle.
You're not on it with us?
I mean, I got one horse in the race tonight.
Only one?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This one's interesting. Carolina coming to Boston.
That's a good ball game.
The Hurricanes are 13-4-1 on the road.
Yeah, it's a good ball game.
For those who don't know the three numbers, 13 wins, obviously, four losses, and then the one is the overtime loss. So that means because you get a point for just making it to overtime in the NHL, stupid point system.
Yeah.
So 13-5, essentially, on the road. 7-2-1 in their last 10, though. Freddie Anderson is in net tonight having a great year. Solid goaltender. The Bruins, 12-6-1 at home. They've won five in a row. Tuukka Rask is making his second start after getting the win against the Flyers the other night. I'm going to take a shot on Carolina here at plus money because they're very good. They're very deep.
Okay.
As hot as the Bruins have been, yeah. I like getting Carolina at plus money with a shot against Tuukka Rask, who hasn't seen a lot of game action, obviously.
That's a good – I'm staying – you know, that's a good one just to watch.
Tonight. Bruins minus 134, huh? Jeez.
What are you thinking, dude?
I'm not touching that one.
Okay. Could go either way. I'm taking Carolina.
It's a toss-up. It's a coin flip game?
No. the Vancouver Cougars.
Cougars are back?
Going down to Smashville, heading into Broadway to take on Nashville. Cougars are 6-3-1 in their last 10. The Preds are 5-3-2 in their last 10. We might get David Rittich in net tonight instead of Juuse Saros. Juuse's one of the best goalies in the league.
John Rittich?
I like. Lewis, this is another spot. I kind of like the road team. I like the Cougars here at plus 112.
Plus 112?
Yeah.
Yeah, put me in for that.
You're that's on the Cougs?
Yeah, what are we talking about? They bounced back Sunday, beat one in Carolina. Is John Chronicles of John Rittich in that?
It's likely. I haven't got confirmation yet, but.
I like it even more if John Riddick's in that.
Big John Rittich guy.
Chronicles.
Is he your source?
No. That's Nashville's goalie, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is Demko in that?
Not confirmed, but expected.
Are they trying to trade Halak? Did you hear that?
No. Yaroslav?
He's coming up on some bonuses. They're trying to ship him out before he gets them.
Is that a?
I'll take him in Pittsburgh back. Is he your source? Jari.
What's that?
Is he your source?
Halak?
Yeah.
I think he does speak a lot of English.
okay. You're on the Cougars?
Absolutely.
Boys are on the Cougars?
Yeah. On the Cougars. Come then on. We got the Florida Panthers and Big Bob in net tonight. That was heading a up game. All the way Jesus. To Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Calgary's we're playing puck in Canada again?
Calgary's been cold, huh, Pa?
Freezing.
Playing puck in Canada again,
Is that Pa. The first game?
No, I don't think so. I think there's been some other ones going on. I don't expect there to be many fans, but no. Flames are 2-7-1 in their last 10 and have lost four in a row.
Yikes.
Florida, on the other hand, 8-1-1 in their last 10. They've won four in a row. Florida heavy road favorites here at minus 152. We will take the Panthers.
Okay.
Bob in net?
Bob is in net.
Yeah, I'm with you there too. Cougars money line. Big Bob in the Panthers money line.
Which one were you on?
To begin with?
Yeah.
It was the Cougars.
Okay.
It was always the Cougars. It will always be the Cougars.
And there is one more game tonight I have action on. The Winnipeg Jets going on the road. Winnipeg is 5-4-1 in their last 10, taking on the Caps. The Caps are 1-3-2 to start the year.
Ooh.
Okay, bit of a schneid. They've been outscored 23-13.
The 22-2 year?
In 2022.
Yep.
Back on December 17th, these two teams played, so not that long ago. Jets beat the Caps 5-2.
Did you say September 17th?
December 17th.
December 17th.
December 17th.
Just a fortnight ago.
Just over a month, just about a month ago, yeah. The Caps have beaten...
What year did they play?
The Caps have beaten Winnipeg 8 times in a row in Washington.
Jeez.
Okay, Caps very good against the Jets in Washington. Connor Hellebuck, who's a very good goalie against Vitek Vanacek. This one, boys... Too close for me to call. We will go to the coin.
Yes.
Do you know Bo Horvat's out for the Cougars, dude?
What are you doing, dude?
Respect the coin, Tony. We're not worrying about fucking Bo Horvat.
All rise for the honorable coin. What game are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
What's doomed now?
Is it Jets Capitals?
What is your fucking deal, dude?
Yeah.
You spit all over this thing every time.
Jets.
I haven't seen this guy in a goddamn week.
Jets plus 110. Capitals minus 132. If you're not familiar with coin, it makes picks.
I mean, after this lack, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to even flip the thing. But
this thing's clinging to life, and you won't even throw it a fucking hand.
A big win last
holding
time.
Holding onto it by the cliff. With
where's it been? Where's the
fucking step?
Where's the coin been? You've around seen here, these games. We make picks.
It had a win last time.
Who against who?
This is a good game. This is a good coin.
It's good coin game.
The Jets are plus 110. They will be heads. The Caps are minus 132. They will be tails. Heads.
The coin is spoken.
This fucking guy.
Picked heads. I don't know.
The Winnipeg Jets at plus 110.
Jets plus 110 on the road against the Capitals.
Go.
The coin was once a storied bet maker. Till Tone Diggs stomped on his heart and hands every time it tried to make a pick. He did not pay attention. He didn't know who was in the game. He actually was talking about the Cougars and Bo Hovart.
God damn it.
With possibly what might be its last pick if Tony shoots it in the head. The coin has chosen Winnipeg Jets money line.
Good luck.
Good luck, coin.
What an abomination. If this coin wins tonight, it might be the greatest picker of all time.
I think it was some asshole's fault in the chat who brought up Bo Horvat.
That is a blow, okay? We would love to have Bo Horvat in the lineup.
You fucking looking at me. Coin picked head.
I didn't know who head was. I'll be honest. I know the away team is always heads.
Always.
And the home always. Team is always tails. I forgot which side it was, though. Fuck! Good luck, coin!
Jesus.
You're up against it tonight, dude.
Holy fuck.
Coin picks the fucking game right tonight. Put that thing directly into the Hall of Fame.
Hang it in the Louvre.
Hang it in the Louvre. Put that thing in the fucking Louvre, dude. That's on me, coin. Bo Horvat, really? Who's that? Hold on, I gotta fucking...
He's fucking captain.
He's very good.
Fucking captain of the Cougars.
Well, hold on. I gotta put this guy in timeout for even bringing that up. Ron KFBS. You're going in timeout for doing that. I'm kidding. I did put him in timeout, but it's not his fault. I just needed a scapegoat. Good luck to the coin. Anything else? Hockey?
No.
Anything else? Hockey? His name's Nick. Son of a bitch.
Hey, hockey.
Tomorrow, footy.
All right. Guess we're going to footy.
Unless you have something else you'd like to fucking puke out of your mouth. League 1, Strasbourg draw no bet at Clermont. Strasbourg's won two straight. Clermont, one loss in...
Steven?
What's that?
Strasbourg?
Yeah, Strasbourg. Strasbourg God. Has one he's loss been, in nine.
He's been Jeez. Dealing as of late.
Montpellier, money line. They've won 4 of 5. Troyes, one win in 9. La Liga, Celta Vigo, money line versus Osasuna.
Osasuna!
Osasuna, one win in 13 in La Liga. Celta Vigo's won 2 of 3. Sevilla draw no bet at Valencia. Sevilla haven't lost in 6. Valencia lost 2 straight. And then to the EPL, Tottenham draw no bet at Leicester. Spurs haven't lost in 8 in the EPL. Whoa. They're playing under Conte. I like
yeah,
them here.
Yeah, they are.
And then I'm doing this again, and I should not do
what
this.
What are we doing, dude?
I'm taking Man U moneyline at Brentford. It's like today. I know Chelsea's tied with Brighton right now, but Man U minus 130 money line at Brentford, I cannot turn down.
I like those.
That is all.
I like them all.
That is all.
When do we get back into Champions?
That's a good question.
Fucking spring?
Yeah.
What I know they got some time off.
What was it? Is the
we leasing is because the draw was what a few weeks ago at least. Yeah,
they fucked the draw up. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. And that was for the round of 16.
Yeah, it had to be.
Because like, we get home and homes. Now we're going
February 15th. We're back.
Okay, that's when I like to start. There's some juicy diving ones. In.
Inter Liverpool, PSG, Real Madrid.
Line's already up for that.
I'm not seeing it. Come on, Chelsea, one fucking time, you.
Well, yeah, what's going on there?
Sacks of shit.
They were
up 1-0 though. Usually they go up. They can at least hold on to a lead.
What are we sitting at? 1-1?
1-1. They just did a triple sub.
How much time's left?
10 minutes, but he keeps trying to play Lukaku. Said he wants to fucking play in Italy. Like,
80th minute, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Plus stoppage, we'll be all right.
Good luck.
Is it on Paramount Plus?
I don't know. Jesus.
Just asking, dude.
I don't have Paramount Plus.
Do you want my login?
Sure. No, it's Paramount. It's EPL. Paramount Plus is Champions League, isn't it?
Oh, my bad. EPL is...
Peacock.
I got one of those. Do you got Peacock?
Formerly NBC Sports.
Correct. You got Peacock?
No, I got Peacock.
Okay.
Comes free with cable, dude.
Okay.
Dortmund. Jeez.
Is that guy's 300-second timeout done yet? Apologize, dude.
Come on, Chelsea.
Okay. I think we're good, right?
Yep.
We there are some there's a PGA boost out there.
A what?
PGA. We decided we're gonna wait until after football season.
Smart.
Right.
Ooh, tennis boost.
Right.
What's that?
Wait until after football season.
I mean, the PGA. That's your.
Where's fucking Cupmaker at?
We'll probably start
cruising the world.
Probably where's fucking Gabe Renzi at?
Gabe,
you know what I mean.
We do need Gabe, Cupmaker, Consig. We need all the boys back. Probably start the Pro Bowl week.
When's the?
That's going to be a slow week.
Is the Australian Open happening right now?
As in tennis?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a boost for Rafa and Riley Opelka.
Who's Opelka?
What's the Djokovic boost?
Djokovic to get out of Australia is plus 300.
Djokovic to get vaccinated plus 17,000.
He's not going to be able to get in the French either. Open. They already said it. They said, don't come here with your fucking shit.
Your fucking shit.
U.S. Open, come play in U.S. Open, probably.
I imagine he would. He would be fine. The U.S. Open. the Joker.
What do you think? You think Wimbledon will take him?
So, I mean, Boris was fucking out boozing. He might let him in.
There we go.
Boris getting fake jabs.
Are you taking Rafa and Riley?
No, okay. I have no straight sets. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
3-0.
Anything can happen.
You're right. Especially Don Hunter.
Yeah. Is that Clay?
Down Under?
Yeah.
No. French is Clay.
Nadal is Clay King, right?
Nadal is Clay King. I believe the...
Roland Garros.
I believe the Australian is a hard court as well as the U.S. Open. Grass is Wimbledon. Clay is French. Check out?
Yeah.
Checks out
no
with me.
No argument here.
Tomorrow we'll be back. 99% I've guessed. For the upcoming football week.
Okay.
99%.
Yeah?
Can't give you 100%, but 99%.
All right.
And then John and Sheeran's back on Thursday.
All right, John.
Hey, John, how did he...
Who'd he say? Niners. He said Stillers.
Ooh, that wasn't
Johnny
good.
Cat.
We'll talk to him about his losses.
Jesus, Johnny.
I think they kind of like the Raiders, too, didn't they?
Yeah, I like the Raiders, too. That
and then the other
door.
Ones were...
That
toss ups.
That back door was fucking.
It was wide ass open.
Fucking Bengals fucking kept leaving that thing wide open.
we'll be back. We got obviously more college basketball tomorrow, more hockey. We'll be able to celebrate the Coins. Great win.
For your sake, let's hope.
Let's seriously.
Because you will.
I'll feel pretty bad.
Fucking hear it.
And all that. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram, youtube.com/HammerDon.
Da.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.